students going to community colleges graduate at lower rates than their counterparts at four-year schools. They are often holding down jobs or raising families at the same time they attend school, and the COVID-19 pandemic is adding to that day-to-day stress. The Community College of Baltimore County is taking steps to try to help its students stay in school. WYPR's John Lee reports.
CCBC President Sandra Curtinitis says it wasn't easy, but they were able to shift 3,000 classes to distance learning in 2 weeks.
It's a pretty daunting task to move in mid-semester from on-site into totally remote.
She says roughly a quarter of those classes are being taught online. Others are getting assignments emailed to them, but not all students can connect with their professors that way.
Some of our students don't have technology at home. Some don't have internet. Some don't have a laptop, or, you know, they have their dad's or their mom's old computer.
The college bought 500 laptops to loan to students who need them. According to a report by the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, only around 40% of community college students get their degrees. Reasons for this vary, but often have something to do with life intervening. The student has a job, a family, or not a lot of money, and now they're cut off from campus. So students are getting regular calls from the school to touch base on how they're doing, how they're dealing with the isolation. Curtinitis says CCBC is keeping all of its 4,000 employees on the payroll. Some of them are now calling students.
If we have somebody who is normally supposed to do one job but they can't do it because they're at home, then we turn them into people who call students and reach out to them and just say, hi, what do you need? Tell me.
Vivian Delgado is 18, lives in Middle River, and is studying to be a histotechnologist at CCBC's Essex campus. A histotechnologist works in a lab and treats tissues with special dyes and chemicals that help pathologists diagnose diseases. When the campus first closed, she was worried because she's taking science classes with labs and lectures.
So you're like, ugh. How's this going to work?
Delgado says actually classes have gone well so far, thanks to a combination of Zoom calls, online virtual labs, and YouTube videos. What she does miss, though, is social contact on campus. Delgado says she's getting those check-in calls from CCBC, and that helps.
Because I know that there's people that are just, like, giving up in all of this, but having CCBC telling you that if you need online resources, if you need community resources, they're just willing to help you. And it's nice to know that they're there for us.
Curtinitis says some students are withdrawing from classes, and she gets that.
They signed up for a class in seat, talking to the professor, talking to their classmates. Now they are remote, isolated.
CCBC is giving students until May 1st to withdraw from a class without academic penalty. They also plan to offer vouchers so students who withdraw can retake the class later. When he presented his proposed budget last week, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski said CCBC will be able to freeze in-county tuition for the second straight year.
Knowing that in difficult times, access to job training and higher education becomes even more important.
When the COVID-19 state of emergency is over, Curtinitis says some parents might opt to take advantage of that tuition freeze. They'll want to play it safe and keep their children at home and enrolled in a community college at first, rather than sending them away to school. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
And a note that CCBC has an agreement with Franklin Square Medical Center that if there is a surge of COVID-19 patients, the school's Essex campus gym can be converted into bed space.